we're tackling the flow now. Mr. Nelson is in his 80s, and he's going to tell me about some home remedies. Mr. Nelson, what home remedies do you know most about?
Well, there's about two or three that I know pretty well much about.
Would you please explain some to me?
All right, one of them is for a bad cold. If you're taking a cold, why, my daddy would fix up a little turpentine and kerosene and on a tablespoonful of sugar and make every one of us take a little bit of that. We had taken a spoonful of that. And then if we had a sore throat, we would use a sock, stocking, you know, a sock, and put around our neck, and we sleep on that, and the next morning, sore throat was gone. You see, we didn't have no sore throat. So then we have, he'd take us, we had a fireplace, and he kept wood on the fire. He'd make us pull our shoes off, and we'd get up over that fire, and he'd take that kerosene and a rag, and he'd rub it on the bottom of our feet, and we had to hold them feet up close to that fire for a little while, until that evaporated, you see, the way that, and you take a cold through your feet, you see, you don't take a cold through your head, it goes through your feet, it's dampening on the damp ground and all that, you see, you get exposed, and it comes through your feet, you see,
mm-hmm.
and so, that helps a lot, you see what I mean, and he did that, we did that to prevent colds, you see, what I mean. We could do that, and we could go out and play, and it didn't bother us, you see what I mean, because we'd done immune it. In other words, we had done guarded against it, you
mm-hmm.
see, like that. So, such as that was good. We didn't know nothing about a doctor. We didn't run to the doctor for some cough medicine. We used Watkins Lenny Man, you know. The old peddler come by and sell my mama and daddy a bottle of Watkins Lenny Man about so high, and they kept that all the time. And then we had beef tallow. You don't know nothing about tallow. Well, it's beef tallow. You see, then he'd mix that tallow up with a little well, you take that tallow and you melt it, you see, and he used that tallow and he put that on our chest, you see, like you put big salve on your chest. Later on down the line, when we got older and I was raising my children up, my family, we used big salve. I never used the kerosene and the turpentine like that, you know, because it was a different generation and everything don't work on everybody alike, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we used Vic Salve, and we'd take a flannel rag and put that Vic Salve on there, and I'd put it on their chest, and they'd go to bed and sleep, and next morning it was all better, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have no doctor either. And so we didn't know nothing about a doctor in when I was growing up.
Okay, where or whom did you get all these remedies from?
From my daddy. He was good about such as that. He done our doctoring. My mama never had much to do with it, but my daddy done our doctoring. He taken care of everything that come along, from a snake bite. I've been snake bit, and we use kerosene to draw the poison out of the snake bite. When them old copperhead moccasins. Bit me on the foot 3 times, and I was 3 weeks before I could walk on it. But they drew all that poison out that night with kerosene.
Okay, compare the remedies of years ago to some home remedies of today, or to some of the medicines of today.
Well, I think changes, as the time rolls by, time changes, people change, the weather changes, it's not the same as it used to be, you see. And I would think now, if you get anything wrong with you, if you're not sure of what it is, you better go consult somebody that do know. Not try something. You might try something and it might be wrong. And it might not be good for you. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Such as a little old simple cold or something like that. I still believe the home remedy is good for that. But otherwise, if it gets any worse than that, why, you better consult somebody that knows something about it, because they changes. Everything's changed now to what it was when I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that you could try some home remedies for the colds, but only major ones.
But
that
the major ones I wouldn't fool with.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If you were to step on a nail, what would your father or mother do?
First thing he did was, he'd get some kerosene in a vessel, pan, and if it was on her foot, which it'd have to be if you stepped on it, it'd be your foot, you just put the foot down in there, and that kerosene draw all of that infection, keep it from being infected. And when he got through with that, he'd use tobacco polish. We call it a tobacco polish. He chewed tobacco. He'd take that and he'd put it on a cloth, and he'd put it right on that door and tie it up. And that tobacco then kept the poison out. You see what I mean?
Okay. He rolled it up in the cloth? Did he roll it up in the cloth?
Yeah, no, he put it on in the cloth and pushed up where it'd be next to you, the wound, wherever the place was, you know, and then tie it down there, and the backer would be right next to you. Wouldn't be it.
The juice would go out,
yeah,
go on it?
The juice would go out and go all around the infected place, you see.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you have any remedies that you had to use in honey?
Any honey?
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Soda and honey. Table soda, you know, Arm & Hammer soda, and mix it up with honey. Take a tablespoonful of that. Ever so often, that's for coughs. That's what we use for cough syrup.
You drank or ate that?
No, we had to eat it. You couldn't drink it. It's too thick to drink. You had to eat it.
It was just soda and honey.
Yeah. Arm & Hammer soda and honey, and stir it up, and make it real good. And then when you picked it up and looked at it, it looked like you're fixing to make candy out of it. See? But take a spoonful of that and go to bed.
It's gone the next morning. Okay. Explain how you would use tea in some of your remedies.
All right. When we, in the early part of the winter, When it begin to, or in the spring of the year, when it comes spring time, that's when the sassafras, the sprouts will grow, you see. And my daddy'd go down in the field or in the pasture, and it was on sandy, old sandy land. You could just pull them up, and it had long roots on it. Mm-hmm. Cut them roots off, bring them back up there. My mama would, my daddy'd get out there and take the axe or hatchet. He'd chip them roots up in small pieces. And they'd put it on the stove. Had an old wood stove. And they'd put it on the stove and they'd boil it. And it when it got through, it'd look just about like iced tea looks today. It would be a brownish looking. They strain it then through a cloth, cheesecloth. Mm-hmm. They strain it, and we didn't have any refrigerator or nothing like that then. If we had any ice at all, we had to buy the ice, but most of the time we didn't have any ice at all. But when she'd strain it, she had a big old jar, and she put it in it, and put it in a grass sack, and we let it down in the well. The well was about 40, 45 feet deep, and we let it down in the well, and that cool water kept it cool, you see? And they'd bring that up, and when we'd go after supper, we all had to drink a glass of sassafras tea, but put it on the stove and boil it good, you know, you could either drink it cold or hot. Mm-hmm. See?
And this helped you for...
And they, of course, they sweetened it, you know, they put some sugar with it and sweetened it. But that's our remedy in the spring of the year to help fight off this year, spring of the year cold that you have. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And we was all pretty healthy. And I'm 82 now. I still don't have a doctor. See what I mean?
I'm wearing a
doctor. And that's pretty good.
Well, thank you for talking with me, and thank you for letting me do this interview.
These tears I can't